Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yes, welcome to Premier League Betting. I am Adam Zdrojek, a writer at RotoWire, joined by Chris Owen, a writer at RotoWire. We're talking, it's over the international break, and we are talking futures. So, we played 3 weeks in the Premier League, and now we're looking towards the future. Chris, how you doing? And I hope you forgot about what happened after the first week of picks we made. So hope you're over that.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty well here. International break. So a little bit, you got to fill it with some time here. And luckily we got some fun futures bets to get into. Obviously, I would prefer to be playing Premier League matches this weekend, but apparently they have to, they got to play international games. They got to do some qualifying for the World Cup. So we'll allow it this week. But recovered following our first bets, and excited to get into some futures and talk a little bit of title talk and then relegation as well.
Heck yeah. So the first thing that everyone cares about, well, I guess most people, care about who's going to win the Premier League. And that's the first thing we're going to talk about here. If you're watching on YouTube, we got a table up on the screen here. So Tottenham, maybe one of the more surprising things here. They're 9 points already, 3 wins, 3 goals, 0 allowed. But Manchester City, they're still +120 to win it, and followed by Chelsea with Romelu Lukaku at +250. Liverpool is still in there, +450, and Manchester United, +525. Again, you can get different numbers at any kind of site, but anything that stands out to you, I think the main thing, Manchester City, they're +120 now after I just wrote about it. I think they opened at -167 or something. They're a huge favorite before the season. So that's probably the main thing that's changed.
Yeah, I mean, with the additions of like Lukaku and Ronaldo to Chelsea and Man United obviously changes that. And I mean, City, as we've seen, they should continue to be the favorite, but now with plus odds, it certainly makes it more intriguing. I think some of the more fun bets are that Man United bet at +525. The addition of Ronaldo at all times is like something you have to factor in. And, even though they might play without a defensive mid outside of Fred, I still think that they have a really quality side. And obviously the addition of Rafael Varane too makes them a little bit more sound at the back with they're not having to play like Lindelof or God forbid Eric Bailly or Phil Jones as Harry Maguire's center back partner. So I think that adds pretty good amount of defensive quality to them. So I'm definitely intrigued at +525 for them. And that's the one thing that kind of stands out for me too. And obviously, like I mentioned, City at plus odds too is intriguing as well.
Yeah, I still think the +120 is, I don't know if it's worth it with Manchester City. It just seems like, I don't know. I don't think at this point, like, I don't know how much better they are than these other teams now that they've added these other pieces. I know City got Grealish and everything, but they're still kind of the same team as last year, more or less. And I mean, I know they dominated the league, but I just think Lukaku on Chelsea, that changes everything completely with them having, you know, a dominant central striker. And Liverpool, they're just going to be better than last year as it is. And like you said, Manchester United, they got all these new guys and Varane added to the back line. I just think it makes more sense probably to go with the value route there. Even Chelsea 250 isn't terrible. I just don't – still at plus 120, I still don't find a reason to take them at those odds. But looking at the bottom of the table now – oh, what's this? Arsenal. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, well, I guess I don't know if you're planning on taking Arsenal to be relegated here. You got plus 2,000.
Yeah, you know, although they're sitting bottom of the table and they're the butt of a lot of jokes here for many of us, you know, plus 2,000 odds for them to get relegated is, although those are good odds and something to consider, it's, you know, we're not real. I doubt we see Arsenal get relegated. There's another interesting bet out there for Arsenal that I think you could actually put in, and that's a bottom 10. They're plus 150. And so at this rate, you know, I mean, we're only three games into the season, but I think an Arsenal bottom 10 bet could be possible at plus 150.
Yeah, that's if you're not an Arsenal fan, plus 150 is all right.
Yeah.
I do think with their upcoming schedule that, like, if that's a bet you want to look at in the future, you may want to wait. And so looking at their upcoming schedule here, they're home against Norwich, at Burnley, and then they got Tottenham, then Brighton, and Crystal Palace. So out of those, maybe worst case scenario, they get one win from there, but there's a chance they get three out of those. So if you're waiting five matches, Arsenal, they could be on around 9 or 10 points and, you know, middle of the table. And then that plus 150 is probably going to be up to, I don't know, it could be up to like plus 500 or something at that point. Because right now, Arsenal, they're at their lowest. Maybe betting on them to do poorly the rest of the way is probably something you're getting not as good odds on just because of what they've done right now. And we'll talk about Arteta later, but I just think at the moment they had the tough opening schedule. They had the COVID issues. They had all these people missing out. They haven't had Thomas Partey play yet. I just think they're getting all these guys back. Ben White's coming back. Gabriel's coming back. Aubameyang, Lacazette, they're going to be ready to start after the break. They added Odegaard. I think they're going to play more like a top 10 team eventually, I think. And maybe Arteta will get sacked along the way, but I still think, you know, they have more talent than, I don't know, at least 10 other teams. If you're
yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's not like any of these teams up here. I mean, we mentioned Brighton a couple weeks ago, and okay, Brighton, whatever. But pretty much from Brentford down, if you're looking at the table, these teams aren't as talented as Arsenal are. So
yeah, not even close.
So when you're looking at something for Arsenal odds for these teams that have, you always want to look at upcoming schedules to see how these odds could change, because the early schedule, that early few weeks, has a lot to play into it. But
yeah, absolutely.
These other teams that get relegated, do you have any team that stands out to be relegated or to finish bottom or anything like that?
Well, yeah, we could get into the to finish bottom. I mean, the three favorites to finish bottom of the table are Norwich at plus 250, Watford and Palace at plus 500. I mean, Norwich kind of seems like the easy bet. But I mean, we did see Watford come out and win a match, so we know it's possible. That's interesting, but I would opt for Crystal Palace, really. Like, I don't know that I trust Patrick Vieira and his tactics to maybe. I mean, I could see them getting relegated and potentially even finish bottom, but those are really the two teams I would consider, is Norwich and Crystal Palace. I feel like Watford has enough, like, attacking power where they might be – like, they might not finish exact bottom. So, Palace and Norwich to finish bottom seem like the most intriguing bets.
Yeah, I'd probably go that route too. I got a weekly my article this week was on futures, and I wrote about taking Norwich at plus 250 to be relegated. I just don't think, you know, they've really done enough in the transfer market since losing Buendia. I mean, he has been their best player for a couple years now, and I don't know if they added enough. They got Lees Malou, Billy Gilmore, Lucas Rupp, Rashica, and that's kind of it. Brandon Williams on the back line. They had Ozan Kabak, who played at Liverpool second half of last season's, but I'm just not seeing it really with the players they added. I just don't think, you know, their defense is Premier League worthy, and I don't think their attack is Premier League worthy. Timo Pukki is a thing of the past, really. So I like that plus 230 right there. And if you want some bigger odds, I do think Crystal Palace is in the conversation. I would have probably been on that a little more a few weeks ago, but I think the additions of guys like Gallagher, Will Hughes, that's going to help out a little bit there. Kind of shores up their midfield. Also, Joachim Anderson on the back line. I think he's got the Premier League experience from Fulham last season, so I think that definitely helps. I don't know what Vieira is going to do. They just pulled out a couple goals out of nowhere, I guess, against West Ham last game. But
yeah,
I think overall, from a roster perspective, I think Norwich is the team to take, and that's kind of seen in the odds. Otherwise, for just relegation in general, we got Norwich at minus 150 and then Palace 120-ish. So anything else you like from those?
Those seem like the two teams that, like I mentioned, Palace and Norwich. The other team to consider being Newcastle at plus 140. But other than that, I think that's really the race for relegation. The most interesting one that you could consider, based on the fact that they're missing, no more Danny Ings, who I'm not sure how they're going to be able to score. They've been missing Stuart Armstrong, is Southampton at plus 330. I think from an overall perspective that Ralph Hasenhüttl is a good enough coach to keep them up, but I think last season they started pretty poorly, and then in the middle of the season they played a little bit better and were able to keep themselves up. But that's from a purely odds perspective. Like, that might be the most intriguing, if you wanted to go for something a little bit longer odds, would be Southampton at plus 330.
Yeah, I saw that. The plus 330 is pretty good. I still think they're better than at least three other teams.
Mm-hmm.
That where I'm not sure that's going to turn into a positive. But we got Burnley, Newcastle otherwise here, and I don't know.
It sounds like the dog doesn't like that Southampton bet, so maybe we might have to skip the Southampton bet on that alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, with that Southampton bet, that's interesting. There's not really anything else to cover out there besides that. I think we pretty much covered all of them. Newcastle 140, Burnley plus 140, Brentford plus 300. So there's that. And then Wolves at plus 330, which I would like to get into Wolves as well, but I don't think there's a chance that they get relegated. An interesting bet that I would consider with Wolves is actually I saw Wolves top 10 at plus 350 on DraftKings, and I wrote that down, and I want to make sure that that's correct, but I saw that, and that seems like a pretty decent bet to take.
Yeah, did you happen to read my article?
Oh, I have not yet, because I didn't want to get into too much that you already covered. But
I mentioned Wolves. At the time, I got him. I saw plus 330. But yeah, I mean, I think we're kind of on the same line there. I mean, the first three matches: Leicester, Tottenham, Manchester United. So three pretty hard matches there. You know, they haven't played terrible. I think that's the main thing that you want to look at. I'm still not too sure about their new manager, Bruno Lage. I still have some doubts about him, but they haven't played terrible. So I think that's, you know, that's the main thing. And we're just talking about Arsenal. There's 10 teams in here where there's places to go, really. There is a couple spots there to finish in the top 10, and it could be really, I don't know, you could probably pick 5 to 7 teams who can finish at the bottom of the top 10. I think Wolves are one of them. Like they've controlled possession against better teams in these first couple games, and their upcoming schedule, they got Watford, Brentford, Southampton, Newcastle, Aston Villa. So they could really win, you know, a few of these games coming up. And like I said about Arsenal, pretty soon they could be middle of the table. And these, you know, these plus 350 or whatever odds you're getting, they're not going to be there anymore. They're going to be pretty soon. That's going to be, it could be minus 110 or something to finish top 10. So, you know, a team like that, just with a better roster, and they've kind of hurting because of the schedule, that's something that you can kind of benefit on right now, rather than waiting for them to turn things around in a month or so.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Otherwise, that's maybe it here for relegation talk. I guess we could speak. I know you wanted to speak on, we got Arteta here. We got the scrolling here on YouTube. First manager to be fired at minus 163, which is crazy odds. But I mean, when you go down the list of managers, there's not a ton of options right now, because new managers came in, so those guys aren't going to be fired right away. But you got Chisco Munoz of Watford. He's about plus 850. Patrick Vieira plus 900. Heisenhuddle at plus 1400. So there's not a ton of room. Like when you look at it, Arteta is a huge favorite for a reason, because there's not a ton there. I do think Munoz at plus 850 is pretty good odds. Just if, you know, it doesn't work out for Watford in the first half of the seasons. So that's something to think about. Do you have a favorite in there?
Well, I mean, there's no longer enough value on Arteta to take it. That's kind of a skip for me, but I'm curious what it was a couple weeks ago. You mentioned their schedule that's coming up, and it sounds like a lot of the teams we talked in during the relegation discussion. And yeah, so it's like, you know, if he could be the first out, if they drop, you know, two of those games or don't get any points or anything like that. But also, I'm curious if these odds are for the first to be fired or just to be fired in general, because you could throw a dart at the board here and just like put a bet down for one of them if it's just to be relegated this season, especially when you consider, you know, the frequency of how these Premier League managers get sacked. So there's specifically, you know, you mentioned Munoz at Watford, and that seems like the best play. And then Patrick Vieira too is the next one. But yeah, there's no longer enough value for me to like be like, oh yeah, Mikel Arteta is the play. So yeah, I would say the Watford manager is the first one to consider after him.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right, so we talked about the teams, and now we got to talk about goals and goal scorers, and that, you know, that kind of means Ronaldo here. But let me run through the first few. We got Lukaku plus 300, Ronaldo plus 450, Salah plus 450, Kane plus 600, and then it kind of gets away from there. I'm not sure. Yeah, well, all right. Anything stand out to you with those?
It's interesting that Ronaldo has the best odds, correct?
Lukaku's at plus 300, and then Ronaldo and Salah have the same at about plus 450.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see Lukaku take over for Timo Werner. I mean, like, not take over totally, but to earn those chances that Werner had last season, where we saw him, you know, either A, be offsides, or, you know, B, like, miss a sitter. So I think, you know, as far as opportunities to put the ball in the net, Lukaku, you know, is obviously going to have the most. And then Ronaldo to come in and automatically get the second best odds is not super surprising. But I mean, Salah at plus 450, and this is coming from a diehard Liverpool fan. It's like, there's no one who's, besides Harry Kane, there's no one who's dominated goal scoring in the Premier League over the past few seasons like Mo Salah. So, and what we've seen already is that, like, the guy's not going to stop. You know, he's got to, sounds like they're working on that contract. And I just don't, I think plus 450 is definitely where I would put my bet at, just because, like, body of work here. The other interesting one that we have up here on the ticker is Heung-min Son at plus 1600. I think we've all really liked the way that Tottenham's played so far this season, and with Harry Kane, kind of, you know, the whole situation surrounding that, it feels like Son's going to take on an even larger role. Plus 1600 is, you know, high enough odds to be like, okay, yeah, I'll consider that for a small bet. And so that's the other one I would consider between Salah and Son.
Yeah, funny enough, I also in my article, I talked about how I still think Salah is probably the best route there. I just think Lukaku, yeah, he's in the same role as Timo Werner, but that also means there's a chance that Jorginho is on PKs for Chelsea. And if that's the case, like, you're talking about taking a guy to win the Golden Boot at plus 300, and he might lose, you know, that could be anywhere from 5 to 10 goals for PKs to Jorginho. So I just don't think the odds are there. I mean, he's the favorite, and I know, like, he's going to get goals and everything. But as for Ronaldo, you know, we still actually don't know how much he's going to split with Bruno Fernandes in terms of set pieces. Also, it's not going to be the same goal scoring as we've seen in Serie A and La Liga. And he already missed the first three matches. I'm not liking those odds. Like, we know Liverpool doesn't have the same kind of bench that Manchester United has. And you're getting Salah, who's already, he's already scored 2 goals. You know, he's already had 13 shots through 3 matches. If you look at the screen, I pulled up last year, Harry Kane had 23 goals. Mohamed Salah at 22, and then 18 behind him was Bruno Fernandes. So there's kind of a stretch. I like your thoughts on Sonny Boy there. He had 17 goals last season. I just think whenever Harry Kane plays, that it kind of takes away. I know there's an issue and all that, but he's great when Kane's not in the lineup, but I just think Kane, he's more likely to score pretty much every game than Son is. When those two play together. And then Mikel Antonio, plus 2,000. That's fun and all. He's been awesome the first 3 matches. But even if he scores 20 goals, I don't see him as the Golden Boot winner. But yeah, I'm sticking with Salah. And one thing, the last thing I wanted to touch on before we walk out here, I saw odds of Cristiano Ronaldo over under of 20.5 goals. I know my thoughts. What are your thoughts on that?
20 goals is a lot for any Premier League striker. Missed 3 games. I think it's not. Man United has so much firepower up top now. So it's like, it's either going to be spread out all over, or he's really going to benefit from playing with, like, that quality. I think, you know, if you look at, I'm trying to think, some of those Juventus sides, he might be playing with some of the best attackers that he's played with in 3 seasons. So over 20.5. sure. I'll take it, just to, you know, to be devil's advocate here. And that's it. That would be interesting.
Yeah. I'm taking under 20.5 there. I mean, that's still, if he gets 20 goals, that's still a winner. So, I mean, 20 goals is a lot. But, yeah, like you're saying, it's just not – it's just not the same at United right now with the competition he's getting. Plus, I mean, there's a chance that he's getting, he's going to get his play taken away in, cause he's going to start in Champions League and maybe he's going to get some time off in league play. You got to think they're going to put more into winning Champions League. And then like they currently still have Cavani and Rashford. He's out right now. And even without Rashford, like they still got so many guys. Greenwood's been playing pretty good as a central forward and they got Martial and Sancho. They got so many guys really to where it's, I don't think that he's going to be starting every league match. And even if he does, these goals have to go somewhere and I'm not sure he's getting every goal. So, but yeah, that's about all we have here. So we've talked about a lot of futures. We're currently on the international break. So next week we're going to be back with a regular game week 4 preview. Any last thoughts here? While, you know, Ronaldo, he got 2 goals for Portugal. Maybe we should go back on what I just said, but
I think there was a little bit of tomfoolery there at the end of the match from what I read, but no other thoughts. I'm just really excited for the U.S. men's national team to kick off World Cup qualifying tonight. And, besides that, looking forward to the Premier League returning.
Heck yeah. Well, you still got to lick your wounds from your original pick. If anyone listened last week, they know, we got the over on Newcastle and Southampton to hit, as well as Callum Wilson's first goal. So let's turn that into let's keep getting that going, and we'll try and get some more positives the rest of the way.
Definitely. Have a good weekend, Adam.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one, guys. Make sure to follow and subscribe wherever you listen as well.